Shalom.
Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is very, very exciting. It's fun to learn Torah with you. And today we're going to be learning from the Sefer Michtav Me'eliyahu to continue our series of Inyanei Emuna and Hashkafa and Machshava and Avodas Hashem. Now we're in the Keketa, the section of the Sefer, where he talks about Avoda. And just how to serve God, and this should help us in all areas of our lives. Mitzvah Shem. This year should be a schuz for Fuhr Shlemer, for Meira Mindel Bas Chava Golda, and for Shulamit Bat Esther, Besoch Sha'ar Chole Yisrael, and a schuz for Zara Shel Kayoma, for Esti Sarah Bas Ariella, Ramas Ben Shoshana Rezel, and Yisrael Chaim Ben Chana Rochel. Sweetest friends, if you have the Sefer, we're going to be basically learning from the Chelek Hay, from page 35 and on. Here I find a fascinating article that Rav Dessler, this is actually an article that he dictated, Rav Dessler, dictated to his daughter in Yiddish. And here it's translated in the Sefer into Hebrew. Chaval, it would be nice to hear the original. So now he talks about the difference between chassidus and musr. How to use chassidus, how to use musr. These are terms that are bandied about, and today we're going to get a better idea as to what they mean and how to use them in our avodas Hashem. First of all, what is tzedek? Tzedek is when I do what I'm supposed to be doing. If not, then I am not tzedek. I am a person of avla. That is because I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So that's an avla. That's a Avla in English would be translated as Avla is maybe even Milashem evil. It's an Avla. A lack of tzedek, a lack of righteousness. If I do what's right, I'm a tzedek. And that's the highest madrega of Yiras Shemayim. So there's a level of Yira that I'm afraid what's going to happen to me. That's Yira Se'onesh. It's one type of Yira. There's a higher level of Yiras Chait. Yiras Onesh is I'm afraid that I'm going to be punished. There's Yiras Chait. Chait is Milashem Chisara, and that's what the word Chait means, a lacking. And that's an even higher Madrega, that I'm scared that if I do a sin, I'm going to lack. However, I'm still afraid for myself. So Pachad HaOnesh is the lowest level. I'm afraid I'm going to be punished. Pachad HaChait is I'm scared I'm going to be lacking. I'm not going to be the same great man I was before. So that's a higher level, but it's still very much not the ideal. Because that's all still about me. So we're talking about tzedek. Tzedek is a higher level. Tzedek is sheli sheli, shelcha shelcha. That's what's right. What's right is that what's mine is mine, and yours is yours. So that's, again, tzedek, Rav Dessler defines as when I do what is incumbent upon me to do. And it's also what is mine is mine, what is yours is yours. So therefore, somebody who's a what's mine is mine and yours is yours yid should be a tzedek. However, the Mishnah says, Zumidas stone. In stone were they tzedekim. And they weren't even ten tzedekim in stone. So what's the idea of tzedek? Tzedek means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out money, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave out things in this world, how did he give them out? He gave them Reuven. He gave Shimon things. Shimon's things. Shimon, he gave Reuven's things. What really belongs to my friend is with me. So that's the way we're supposed to look at the world, and that's what the Rambam says. That I have in my bank account $50,000. Really, only $25,000 of it is mine. $25,000 belongs to other people, and I have to give it to them. So therefore, that's the meat of tzedek. Tzedek isn't just I keep what's mine. Tzedek is more than that. Tzedek is I make sure that everybody's getting what they're supposed to be getting. That's tzedek. Otherwise, I'm a ganav. I'm taking the money and I'm keeping it for myself. It's not my money. It's not money. Hashem gave it to me to give it out. And even sefer panim yafus, I'm chayev, like it says in the Mishnah. When the Kabbalists called him a sefer panim yafus to smile, who said this? Shammai. Shammai, we know that Shammai's mita was din, strict judgment. The letter of the law. So you would think that according to the letter of the law, I don't have to smile. It's a nice thing to do. It's chesed, it's a mita of Hillel. The answer is no. It's the mita of Shammai because I'm mamish chayev to smile to my friend. Because magiyalo chaver sheli smile. My friend deserves a smile. You see another Jew, it doesn't matter who he is, and it even doesn't matter who she is. You just give a big smile because you're so happy to see the person. And even if you're not happy to see the person, it says in Pirkei Avos, Ebed Mekabes called him Besimcha, should be happy, but at the very least, savor panim yafos, because everybody deserves that smile. So I'm holding on to it, and I have to give it to my friend. So that's the idea of life, is always to give, to make sure everyone's getting what's theirs. And the money that I have might very well belong to my friend, and my smile certainly belongs to my friend. And therefore the shorish of tzedakah is tzedek. Because if I don't give what belongs to my friend back to him, then I'm doing an avel. I'm doing something very dishonest. So if somebody thinks shali shali, so he's mamash a ganef, because it's not shali shali. That's midas zdom. Midas zdom is that what's mine is mine. The midah of Yiddishkeit, of Yadus, is that what's mine is very often going to be yours. Because Hashem gives me what belongs to you, what really belongs to you, and my job is to give it to you. If somebody gives Meiser, he's Yotzei de Chobas HaTzedek, because at least Meiser belongs to my friend. If he gives Chomesh, so then he's a Tzadik, Binyan Tztaka. If he gives a fifth, sometimes you're even allowed to give more than a fifth, depending on your circumstances, that's not our topic. But the fifth, the guy is definitely a Tzadik, Binyan Tztaka. It's also why it says that the Jew is a great man, is called a tzaddik. Sort of Gedal Yeshua writes in his holy sefer, or Gedal Yo, that when I have a breath, why did God give me a breath? Why do I have a breath in my mouth? In order to serve Him. So if I use a breath not to serve Hashem, then it's gazel. I'm stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyoch. So that's the opposite of tzaddik. Because he says, I don't understand, tzedek is just doing what's right. Whereas we call somebody a tzaddik when he seems like he's going above the letter of the law. The answer is, the letter of the law is that every breath that comes out of my mouth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me to be an Eved Hashem. And therefore, Tzvi Moshe, Moshe Yehuda, Baruch Yosef, Baruch Yosef, listen, open your ears, my sweet friend. Ari Leib. We all have to know that whatever belongs, it's Tzvi, you're with me. Whatever belongs to every breath that I have is really a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu just to serve Him. And if I don't use it to serve Him, then I'm stealing. So that's the union of being a tzaddik. A tzaddik is tzaddik, that you're doing what's right. So I'm making sure all the money that I have, I'm giving it out to the right sources. Continues the Rav, Kol zeh u'michutz le'olam ha'gadol shel chesed. So we were talking until about tzedakah. Now we're talking about chesed. What does chesed mean? Chesed, something else. Chesed means that I'm giving what's mamish mine, to give from me, latet et atzmi, lahakriv et atzmi legamrei, to completely give myself. And a chesed is somebody who gives himself, not because he has to give himself, but because he loves. I give myself because I love. I give myself because I love. So that's the goal. The goal is to love, and therefore I give of myself. So, to summarize, we have Yira. We talked before about Yira. Yira brings to tzedek. Very often a person's afraid. He's afraid of punishment. He's afraid of lacking. So he's tzedek. He makes sure to do what's right. He makes sure to do what he has to do, which is a whole lot. We said the breath. Every breath you're giving to Hashem. But he's doing it mitzat fear. And therefore he's just going to be yotze me'ikar adin. Do what he has to do. But if a person has ava, he feels love, that's going to bring him to chassidus. That's a much higher level. Lo amaretz chassid. If you're not amaretz, you can't be a chassid. Because to come to avas Hashem, you have to know Hashem very much. Like Rabbi Yonah writes, that an amaretz can be a tzaddik. Because he's going to have some yira, he's going to know a little bit, and he's going to be yotzei yischiyuv. But to be a chassid, you can't be an amaretz. There, you really have to know God a lot. You have to know very well what He wants. You have to be filled with love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no mistapik b'mu'at. So these are the two madrigas. The madriga of tzedek, doing exactly what you have to do, giving what you have to give, giving tzedakah, tzedek, and then there's chesed. Chesed is lateta tatsmi, I'm amish, give myself over to the other person. So now he gets into this distinction that we spoke about before. Ha'hevdel bein anshei chassidut ve'anshei ha'olam hu b'shnei chalakim. The difference between chassidim and the people of the world, and he says in parentheses that a misnagit, we'll call them misnagdim, is too sharp. He doesn't like to say misnagdim. Anti-chassidim. Rav Dessler grew up a misnagit kiviyachol. He grew up in the world of musar and non-chassidus. But if you look in the, as I'm peeking now into his footnotes and his sources in the back of the sefer, you have a lot of Tanya quoted here. And you have from Rav Tzadik HaKoyim. And you have from Rav Menachem Mendel Mivitbesk, and some of the other, the Baal Shem Tov, of course, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. So you have some of the Gedolei Chassidus. So Rav Dessler also was in that world, was in both worlds. Havavai sheniske kulanu, gam anachnu. Baron Carlino in the Beis Saharan, he quotes. Achol panim. So, what's the difference between chassidim and non-chassidim? Number one, philosophy. And number two, in their behavior. So a lot of people think there's a very big gap in matters of emunah. However, that's a mistake. Because, as he discusses elsewhere in Chelek Dalet on page 324, when it comes to things like tzimtzum, these more subtle theological distinctions, there's really not that much of a difference between chassidim and non-chassidim, between what it says in Sefer Chassidus and what the Gram Reb Chaim Volozhiner said. I know that I've seen articles where comparing Reb Chaim Volozhiner and the Tanya and other Chassidish Sfarim and Lamaisa, they're very, very close. Very close. So theologically, the Chassidim and the Snagdim, says Reb Dessler, aren't very far apart. And even philosophically, the difference is how to teach it and to who to teach these very deep matters, how to use it. So the Chassidim say, learn it with everybody. Like in Lubavitch Yeshivas, they teach Tanya to the 11-year-olds, to the 13-year-olds, little pitzalach, little kids. But they say, no, everybody needs the Kabbalah, everybody needs the depth, everybody needs the Tiefkeit. Everybody needs it. So therefore they teach it to all. They teach it to men, they teach it to women, and they teach it to children. So that's the Chassidish approach. The Misnagdim say, no, these Inyanim, these Tifa Inyanim are not for everybody. So therefore you have to keep it under wraps. It's not for everybody. But Lamaisa, that's just a difference in who to teach it to. Should you teach it to everybody or just big people? So that's only just an afkamina banhaga, what to do with it. But Lamaisa, b'ikaron, in principle, they're really very close to each other. So what is the well-known difference in Chassidus and non-Chassidus? So it's like this, sweetest friends. It's very clear that without emotion, without feeling, without enthusiasm, you can't grow in ruchnius. Somebody who's cold in inyanei Torah and mitzvahs, it might look that he's in one place, but you should just know that on the inside, he's constantly falling. His krirus is getting stronger and stronger. It's moisif v'hoylich. Krirus, that's the derech of krirus. It just gets colder and colder. It's not like something cold. You take it out of the fridge. It warms up. No. If you hear the person is cold, he just keeps getting, the temperature keeps going lower and lower. And therefore, everybody, both the Chassidim and the Misnagdim, if that's the Lord, forgive me for using that word, use hispilus. They get emotional. What do the Misnagdim do? They learn Musar. They learn Torah with a brand, with a fire. If you go to the Mir Yeshiva, you go to Lakewood, you go to the Vigins Yeshiva, you go to the Gary Yeshiva, you see the Bachrim, you see the Yunga Light, you see the Kol guys sitting there, fire on fire, they're screaming at each other, burning up. You go to Yeshiva's Chofetz Chaim, you go during Musar Seder, and you see guys, Mamish Besoyer, it's Shel Musar, I want to improve my Midas. So, and the Misnagdim are also use emotion. Everybody has to use emotion. Some people aren't so emotional. Baruch Hashem, Ali Erman has problems in life, but not being an emotional person isn't one of them. Hashem gave me a few extra helpings of emotion, Baruch Hashem. But, and that's good. And that has to be used for Limud Torah HaKadosh. The difference then between the Chassidim and the non-Chassidim is that the non-Chassidim only use this emotion as a means to arouse the Limud. However, at the end of the day, there has to be this cold emotional, a cold intellectual cheshbon, figuring things out. There has to be internal Menuchas HaNefesh. So yes, in Musar, you get excited and you learn, and you learn the Silsi Sharim, and you learn about Midas, and you learn about Avodas Hashem, and you get on fire. But at the end of the day, it has to bring you to Hizbonenus, it has to bring you to Cheshbon HaNefesh, and you have to think, and you have to analyze, and you have to understand, it's more intellectual, that this is going to bring me to a bad derech. And you have to put it in your heart, you have to be Meshiv El Alev, and for that you need Menuchas HaNefesh. Because if it's just Hispilus, if it's just a passing emotion, then what's going to happen, sweetest friends? I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. It's going to pass. That's what's going to happen. It's a fleeting emotion. Umishunkach medavim bali musir kol kachal atzorch shol ramesis atzmo. Don't nor yourself up. Don't fool yourself. Ulechapis betata karat hamidot hanistaris sham. And we have to look in our subconscious. What midas are there? The midas she'inan chasufot lebikoret shutchit, that are not exposed to superficial criticism. In other words, you have to go deep into your omek hanesham, omek hanefesh, and understand what's going on over there. What's the psyche going on with my psyche? And for that, you need a cold. You need a little bit of kriyas hasechel in order to get to that. Of course, you get emotional and you learn. You get excited. But on the other hand, you also have to think: What am I doing wrong? How am I going to improve myself? And you can't do that when you're so emotional. First, you have to calm down. So it can be a little bit. It can be a little bit, but it has to be be'emes. You have to find the emes of the sitzrei alev. It says in Tehillim, "Ein emes chafatz da batuchos." Tehillim nun alef ches. And Rav Dessler's father-in-law said, and I also saw in the art scroll Tehillim, they bring this in the name of the Malbim, that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should go with the emes in his leiv. And the problem is, "Ein emes chafatz da," God wants truth, "batuchos miloshen toch." It's there's a tiach, there's this thick paint, thick layer of paint. Of not of paint, but of I can't think of the word, sweetest friends. But there's this thick material that's separating between us and the midos that are hiding beneath us. So there, hein emes chafatz da batuchos. God wants the truth, but you know what? It's tach betit. There's this mud there. There's a better word that I'm looking for, but I can't find it. There's this big covering that all of our midos are hidden under this covering. We have to find. That's why a person has to constantly scrutinize himself and understand, why am I doing what I'm doing, and how can I improve, and what's the source of my midos, and what am I doing wrong, and what am I doing right, and how am I going to improve? So a person obviously has to be normal and relaxed about it as well, when neurosis is not one of the things that the Torah advocates, but being crazy and being nervous, that one should definitely be relaxed about it. But at the same time, to really look deep into your neshama and see, why do I get angry? Why am I lazy? Why don't I come on time? Why don't I return phone calls? Why am I selfish sometimes? Why do I have taiva and gaiva? Why do I eat so much? All the different things that people suffer from. So you have to look, where is it coming from, and how am I going to fix it? And you want the truth. God wants you to serve Him with truth, but it's hidden under there. So a person first has to be misragish. He has to get all emotional. He has to feel it. He has to feel the tzorech, the need to change his midos. But then afterwards, he has to see, okay, so why? He has to engage in some cold psychoanalysis. And don't fool yourself into thinking that you've already reached the level of Odas Hashem. Halavai that we should just have Yiras Ha'onesh, Yira Tachtona. So if we would be'emes, people would be'emes, just be looking for schar, the world would be a much better place. That's not the ideal, but at least a person would be searching would be attempting to do what's right. And therefore, a person shouldn't look for his slavos and his spalos that aren't amiti. So first of all, when he has his mislav about Musar, now we're in the realm of Musar, we're in the misnagdim. These are people who are constantly working on themselves and trying to grow in their midas and their avodas Hashem, and their yiras Hashem, and their avodas Hashem, and their emunah Hashem, and learning Torah lishma and everything good. So these people, even beisas pailus, even when he's excited, even when he's emotional, yidmeshu kosher b'avoyseis ha'ava el Hashem yizbarach. And he says, when he's all excited, he says, "Oh, am I close to the Rabban Shalom?" So that's only dimyon. It's all an imagination. So therefore, a person, a Baal Musar, says, "Yeah, I'm going to get excited, but I have to keep things in perspective here and realize how far I am away from God." So that's the Koach HaBikoret. So again, what's the Anshei Olam? What's the Misnagdim, the Anshei Musar? Yes, they get excited. Yes, they use Musar. Yes, they use emotion, but not too much of it. And they're constantly asking themselves, "Am I fooling myself? Am I fooling myself? Am I being real?" That's the question that we all have to ask ourselves. And therefore, this is for Yechidim. Yechidei sgula shigil l'seichel amiti. A person who mamish has a true seichel. L'limud Torah mok. Somebody who learns Torah deeply. O shigil l'shelton atzmi u'bikoret atzmit. Or they came, they control themselves, they can criticize themselves. Hovdim al atzma b'musar mislamdim b'derech ha'emes. they work on themselves with Musar, and they learn the way of truth. So in other words, we're talking about people who are completely focused, who are dedicated to becoming tzaddikim, to getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's like a single-minded task in life. The purpose, the goal, is just to get to the MS. And the world, the Welt, the Olam HaGadol, the street, the Facebook, the Twitter, the Chitzonius, the New York Times, the Sports Illustrated, the Channel 2, the movies, the DVDs, the concerts, all of these things, all these Chitzonius, the persons involved in a lot of these things, he doesn't know what we're talking about even. Just what is that guy saying? He's nuts. He's a fanatic. I love fanatics. Anyway, the oilam, they don't really know, they don't really understand, they're not connected to this. They want to know who are the Knicks playing tonight? And how many games out of first place are we? That's the question. So such people, it's hard to talk to them on this level. This level of musr, of self-scrutinization, and of personal, a single-minded devotion to personal growth is only the portion of those unique few, those special chosen ones. And sweetest friends, believe me, I hope you're one of the chosen ones. In any event, so these people, the Olam, but the people who aren't the chosen one, they have Kavadat Torah. They saw another, this person, they see another Gadol, they have Kavod, they got Rav comes to America, they have all these different Rabbanim. I hear there's a Rav named Rav Jeruk who comes from Arnof, who's a Makubal, and they have Rav Pinto, who's a Makubal, and Rabbi David Abuchatzeri, he doesn't go to America to the best of my knowledge, but he also, people, they come to Eretz Yisrael, they go right from Ben Gurion to Nahariya to see the Gadol, to see Rabbi David Tzaddik. People, they appreciate another Gadol, but when it comes to day-to-day, it's very hard. I know people like that. They have their Makubal, they listen to their Makubal more than they listen to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. So of such a person, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. Why? Because what happened? A lot of people, they came to America, they came to South Africa, they went to Australia, and they weren't all made b'nisyonos. We know that most of the people who emigrated from Europe lost their religion. That's why in yeshiva today we have kemat. There's not a boy who comes from a family where both parents were born and raised religious, and both of their parents were born and raised religious. Just about every student in the yeshiva has either one or both parents who are Balei Tshuva or grandparents, and it's always because we lost it. The boys are coming from America, from England. We lost it when we left Eastern Europe. Because it's hard to be Omed Ben Sionos if you're not one of the Yechidei Skula who's really a person of intense self-growth. So such people, mina emes shebelev hayu rechokim, they were very far away from the truth in the heart. Ve'espailus v'achamimus lo hiviu itam, and the emotion and the warmth they didn't bring with them. So the emes shebelev, that truth that they know that there's a God and they're here to serve the Rabbanu Shel Olam, that they didn't have in the first place. And then there was this espailus, there was the emotion, there was the feeling, the good feeling they had in the shtibel back in Lodz, in Warsaw, that they didn't bring with them. Russia, oh, they came from Russia, and Russia there was... there was Hasidus and there were Lamdanim and all these things. No. And then they came to America, a little bit of drinking, a little bit of dancing, a little bit of simcha. That didn't arouse them to Yadus, so most of them lost it. And Baruch Hashem, their children and grandchildren are coming back. It makes me cry. That's the truth. Cry for joy. So that's the Derech of Musar. And Rav Dessler, and very openly, says, it is Sarvitnish. It didn't work. It didn't. It can't be his mass movement. It didn't work for the masses. You see, they were misnagdim, and they weren't chassidim, and their avodas Hashem didn't last. They came to America and they lost it. But the chassidus halcha b'kivun afuch. Chassidus went in the opposite direction. They didn't start with emes shebelev. They said emes shebelev, the truth in the heart, nidag mu'char yoter, we'll worry about later. First, let us cultivate a lot of chitzonius, harbei hislavus v'dveikus v'ahavu, a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of dveikus, a lot of love. And Adar Abba, a person should think that he's Oev Hashem. Let him think, let him fool himself a little bit. V'zeyazo harbe l'maisa. It'll help a person a lot. Let him fool himself to think that he's an Oev Hashem. And let them have a little bit of externalities and make them think, yeah, I'm a tzaddik, look at me. I skip tachnun every time there's a yortzeit. Every day there's a yortzeit, I skip tachnun. I have a l'chaim after davening. And And then when this person's in a state of simcha, so he's going to do more chesed, he's willing to give, and then he's coming closer to chasidus. What's chasidus? We said love, that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if he's fooling himself, sometimes the people do such a good job fooling themselves, they, Rabbanu Shalom, they fool their Yetzirah as well. They make their Yetzirah, they think themselves they're a tzaddik, so their Yetzirah also thinks they're a tzaddik. And he thinks, I don't care about anything, I don't care about this world, I don't care about Olam Hazeh, I want to dress differently. He's mefatel other people, he's, oh, I'm better than them. So, on one hand, it's terrible to be mevatel other people. But Rav Dessler here, and I think in a stroke of brilliance, sees the Tzad HaTov. Tzad HaTov is, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of that. One time I was in the Shuk, I was in Machane Yehuda, and somehow the guy in the Shuk gave the salesman one of Rabbi Nachman's Tikkun HaKlali. So somehow the conversation got into Breslov. So there was a guy there, you saw like a real, not a Hasidish guy, but a really very serious Kol guy. He's been in Kol for 25 years. You can see it written all over him. He learns and he's Mechadesh and he maybe gives Chabura, serious guy. Maybe he's a Magad Shir somewhere. And he says, yeah, I went to Uman. He says, but not with all those people, not with the masses. I went with a special group of tzaddikim. So he meaning the tzaddikim were leading the group, and he was one of the, he was one of the chosen members of the group. I don't know, maybe he thought he was one of the tzaddikim as well. He said, no, I don't go with those people. He was mevatel 30,000 Jews. Nah, that's beneath me. I haven't met 30,000 Jews that are beneath me. I don't even know one Jew beneath me. I know so many Jews better than me. I don't know any Jews less than me. In any event, but this guy the smell of gaiva was a little bit strong in my nose, of arrogance that it was emanating from this person, so I had to leave the shuk. I took my vegetables with me, though, because I did that. My wife wanted me to bring home vegetables, too, not only stories about Bali gaiva. In any event, but you know what? That being the vatal other people and saying, oh, I'm better than them, and I wouldn't go with them, and like the snobby, putting your nose up, on one hand, it's terrible, obviously. On the other hand, but it makes you, like it distances you from the mass behavior. You know, so that's beneath you. Then going to the football game is also beneath you, and eating while walking down the street is also beneath you, and reading certain publications is also beneath you. So then, doing things that you shouldn't be doing is also beneath me to steal. It's mamish beneath me. It's beneath me to look at that woman. She's not dressed properly. She's not dressed but sneezes. So all of these things, when a person has that gaiva, it's a good thing. And a woman also, she says, I'm not like those people. I dress pitznius, and I'm makbid on halacha. So on one hand, it's terrible to be mevatel other people. On the other hand, there isn't. It's important that a person should have a feeling that, hey, that I'm doing something special. That I'm an oyev Hashem. I'm different. I'm different. A person has to feel that he's different. And this strengthens him. B'chol ha'nesivos. Ze mefatech bo amitzut gedola shemunat menu nefila. It develops within him this amitzut. This courage, and you know what this courage does? This courage prevents nefila. It prevents him from falling. Keeps him strong, because he says, hey, I'm different. And therefore the conclusion is, Zoe Eitzah Yakara Vora Klal. That's a gewaldike Eitzah, that's a wonderful piece of advice for the masses. V'chassidut omeret, Shegam Adam HaGadol Ola Maila Maila Ideya Slavos, Shasha Bikoret HaKara Mishatek Et Koach HaAliyah. Chassidus says, that even an Adam Gadol goes higher with his slavos, because if he uses cold criticism, that's going to paralyze his power to grow. Ha'adam muchrech lachiyot v'la'avod im aguf, yachad im ha'tumah, v'lachein ha'derech l'veret ha'tumah yirak be'eshet la'avud shel k'dusha. You want to burn? You want to burn the tumah? You know how you do it? With the fire of his slavos of k'dusha. And then, he's on this high level, he says, ooh, I'm roy for Kabbalah. And he says, and he learns Lekutei Torah of the Baal HaTanya, he learns the Shtikl Sfasemes, the Shem Yishmuel, he learns in Or HaGonuz, he learns the Baal Shem, Kisvei HaBaal Shem Tiv HaKadosh, he learns some of the Toldos Yankiv Yosef, he says, ooh, look at this, look at that, look at the Sfarim that I learn. Ah, look at my shelf over there, all those Sifrei Chassidus, and he feels good about himself. And it's not Gaiva. It's not Gaiva. Why? Because he keeps being Mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's Mevatel the Gaiva. So those are the kavim of chassidut. So you see, until now, Rav Dessler seems a lot more in favor of the chassidish derech for the masses than the musar derech. The musar derech, he says, doesn't really work, but the chassidish derech of dressing differently and feeling differently and talking a different language and learning these deep inyanim of Kabbalah that are explicated in the Sifrei Chassidus, that does work. So now he says, Bizmanenu. Says Rav Dessler, Ha'mitot shel ba'alei ha'musar kvar yarda min ha'perek. He says, you want to go with the ba'alei musar? It's over. That period of world history has concluded. Kvar afsu anashim im emes amok ba'alev. Im cheshbon ha'nefesh chazak va'amiti. There just aren't people like that. That are constantly making a cheshbon ha'nefesh. And they just want to do what's right. It's so hard, it's so painful. It's ikfas of the Mashiach. And Chazal say that ikfas of the Mashiach is a dor chitzoini. And when a person learns Musar, you know what he likes? He likes the philosophy. He likes the psychology. Wow, interesting ideas. But if he learns Musar with his spilus, it doesn't bring him to a cheshbon ha-nefesh. It's too hard to do a cheshbon ha-nefesh. See, am I really going on the right derech? Am I really, really doing what's right? And to do it constantly, not once, not twice. We're not on that level. The only thing is, he says, Chassidus doesn't work so much either. People, we don't have people with dveikus. There's the chitzonis of Chassidus that looks a little like dveikus. Yesh nigun, aval neshama shel nigun einena. Yeah, they're nigunim, but we don't have the neshama of the nigunim. Slavas betfila kemat sheches laav arlidin shel hayom lo nishara kemat el aderech achas. Oh, so what do we do? So true is Chassidus is gandik. The true musar is gandik. They're both finished. They're both done. So for in our day and age, there's only one way. To take anything we can to help us be Jewish. And that is the chachma of Chassidus and Musar together. Take whatever you can from each one. Halavai v'yashpiu biurim v'harot gedolim. V'halavai v'shiftechu banu haritza v'akwela Torah kedosha. Halavai that we should be mushba, we should be positively influenced by all the big lights that we get. And we should have haritza. We should value, we should recognize the Torah. We should hopefully be Mesorah and Musar. We should be aroused in Chassidus. Salvai a little from here and a little from there, a little bit of a slavas of Chassidus, a little bit of enthusiasm and excitement and rikud and mashke. And halavai that it should bring even to a little bit of a cheshbon ha-nefesh, a little bit, a drop. Halavai shal yidei kol eile biyachad nizkeh la'alot beruchaniyut ulahachzik ma'amad kivnei Torah biyahadut mechuzeket yisayenu Hashem yitbarach lazeh. So halavai that through all of these things we should grow in ruchnias and we should remain strong as b'nei Torah in a strength in Yiddishkeit, and God should help us. So the conclusion of Rav Dessler, after explaining what the Musar does, more of the Cheshbon HaNefesh and the Cheshbon Kar and the cold, the rational analysis of our behavior and understanding, together with the enthusiasm and excitement, he says, that's gone. That's over. And the true Chassidus of Avodas Hashem and His Slavus, and that doesn't, there's a few left, but not melt. So what are we left with? Try to grab a little bit of the Nigun and the Nigun. To sing a little bit from Tifa Haaretz. Remember, Rav Dessler was writing this in 1946. What would he say about our chitzonistic world today? He said the world was chitzoni then. Imagine what he would say today. To take a little bit from this and a little bit from that and try whatever you can. Anything you can use. Anything you can use. Chatof v'achol. The Gemara says chatof v'achol. Grab and eat. Grab whatever you can. A little bit of chassidus, a little bit of musar, a little bit of this sefer, a little bit of that sefer, some lumdus. Anything you can do to arouse yourself a little bit, to be a true Jew, to grow closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grow closer to other people, to be a true person, to be an honest person, to be a tzaddik, a person who does everything he should do, and even more than that, to be a chassid, a person who's filled with the ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, what can I do for you? And filled with the ava for other people, and that's what really makes Hashem happy. And we should try a little bit, whatever we can grab from the musar, from the chassidus, from a shmuz here, from a sefer there, from a friend, whatever we can take the musar, take the chassidus, take the nigan, take the mashke, and use it all to help us serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu better. And yiratzon shenizke kulanu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us, and we should be ovdei as Hashem. Entirely beinu lovdecha ve'emes. Amen. Ken yiratzam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.